Although it was not the outcome Gervaise had anticipated, a faint whisper of interest stirred the layers of boredom and distaste wrapped around his soul. Mr. Forrester bowed. I will allow my stepdaughter to reside in your house and fulfil any wishes or desires you might have until my funding arrives. The man was serious. Gervaise stared at Mr. Forrester's smooth, bland face and marvelled at such blatant self-interest. He set his glass down on the scarred oak table. An interesting proposition, Mr. Forrester. Of course I would wish to meet this paragon before I make my decision. Almost before Gervaise finished speaking, Mr. Forrester disappeared, leaving Gervaise to help himself to the brandy bottle. He caught a glimpse of his dark profile in a rusted mirror over the mantelpiece and raised his glass in an ironic salute. The silver thread in his black coat set off his raven hair and grey eyes to perfection. His wife's demise had gifted him his perfect colour palette. Since the end of the formal mourning period, he rarely bothered to dress in any other colours. He grimaced as he noticed how the darkness of his clothing suited the shabbiness of the room. Was he beginning to merge with the shadows he hunted? He suppressed a sudden urge to leave before Mr. Forrester returned. He was tired of this game and weary of the subterfuge. The door creaked, and Mr. Forrester ushered his stepdaughter into the room. Gervaise slowly straightened, his attention caught by her respectable buttoned-up gown and tightly braided brown hair. He judged her to be in her mid-twenties. She could easily have passed for a governess in her outmoded gown. His suspicions flared anew. Drawn by a strange compulsion, he placed his fingers under her chin and forced her to look up at him. She was above average height, and her eyes were large and grey. Her skin was excellent, and she had all her teeth. He almost smiled as he caught a hint of disapproval in her narrowed gaze. Despite her dowdy exterior, he was pleased to see that she was no milk and water miss. Without releasing her gaze, he said over his shoulder, "Does she come willingly? I've no patience with tears and tantrums." As Gervaise hoped, she answered for herself, her voice low-pitched and well-bred. "I will come with you, Your Grace. I hope I can be of service." Her firm tone was at odds with her wary expression. An unaccustomed sense of heat pulsed through his loins as he released her. She stepped away and brushed at the dark brown wool of her limp skirts as though he had somehow contaminated her. The notion served to intrigue him more. He loved deciphering a puzzle. With a small bow in Forrester's direction, Gervaise headed for the door. "I will wait to hear from you then, sir." He held out his hand to the woman. "You may come with me now." He wondered if she would balk at the calm assumption in his voice, but she merely nodded. She paused in the hall to pick up her cloak and bag, raised her chin in the air, and followed him out into the inky, star-studded night. His coach appeared at the curb, and he handed her into it. The effect of the brandy trickled through his senses as he sprawled on the seat opposite her. She sat upright, her back not touching the seat. Her gloved fingers gripped a shabby reticule, which was all the baggage she brought with her. Gervaise caught her eye and smiled. What would she do if he reached across the small space, pulled her into his lap, and thrust his tongue into her mouth? The tantalizing thought caused him to shift in his seat. His outstretched leg brushed her ankle, and she moved away with a disdainful flick of her skirts. "You have no need to be alarmed, Miss Forrester. My staff is very discreet." She looked confused. "Thank you, Your Grace, but my name is not Miss Forrester. I'm Miss Waterstone." "Forgive me for mentioning it, Miss Waterstone, but you seem remarkably composed for a woman who has been dragged from her bed in the middle of the night." Her mouth tightened. "Unfortunately, I'm dependent on Mr. Forrester's goodwill. It is not the first time he has compelled my obedience." Gervaise sat back. She sounded quite bitter. Had she and Mr. Forrester quarrelled? Was Miss Waterstone his mistress and partner in deceit, and not his stepdaughter? Women were